Welcome to the Red Dice Diaries. This podcast is a rambling journey through the wonderful world of RPGs from the viewpoint of a long-time GM and player. The music at the start of this podcast was Nightmare by Alexander Nakarada and is used under Creative Commons license. Hi, this is John. It's still warm over here in the UK. And I had a very enjoyable game last night. It's a V20 campaign that I'm playing in, run by Johannes Pervola. We were down a couple of players, which meant that it was only really myself and Dennis Back who were playing in the actual game, as it was the previous session. However, had great fun while I was playing in the game. The two of our pack members, who are both sisters, going out, getting shit done, raiding a boat in port at the bequest of the Archbishop of the Sabbat, trying to recover some information about a sarcophagus that's being smuggled from overseas and seemingly has some sort of vampire in it. Also taking a Camarilla vampire, who turned out to be the old flame of my character, Annie, taking him hostage and handing him over to the Sabbat. And the way we did this is the game was sort of operated on what I like to think of as a sort of compressed scale, in the sense that, like, a great deal of time passed in the game, even though we only played like sort of 4 hours in like real time. And the way that worked is we pretty much, if we were in a situation that required dice rolls or sort of role playing, we'd role play that through. Then the bits that sort of happen in between, I suppose those downtimey bits, Johannes wisely, in my opinion, would just ask us for sort of like roughly what we were doing. If necessary, we'd make a dice roll, we'd get the results, and then we'd like crack on with the next interesting bit. Now, I'm not saying that you could do that all the time, because obviously you need like moments to like develop your character and stuff like that, but it was certainly a wise course of action for the game with the two of us, and worked very well. And it meant that instead of having to do everything like second by second and getting very little done in games, it meant we could actually get, well, I felt quite accomplished when we finished the game, and that we'd actually got a lot of stuff dealt with. And it started me thinking about how you enjoy different games in different ways, because I'm playing in some 5th edition games that are run by Andre Martinez at the moment. I'm really enjoying those. I just started playing a new character in one of those, which is sort of like high octane excitable Azimar druid that I sort of bought in at the end of last session to replace my deceased dwarf. I'm very much looking forward to the challenge of playing that, being something of a sort of grouchy curmudgeon myself in real life. I think that'll be a real challenge, unlike playing a dwarf, which was fairly easy and almost second nature to me, to be honest. But in that game, because we're doing a lot of sort of pre-made sort of encounters and adventures, or adventure paths, I don't know if that's what they still call them, there's a lot of exploring a dungeon and sort of tactical combat and stuff like that, where the time scale is very much focused on the moment by moment actions. Although there are stretches of sort of more sort of high role play encounters between where things speed along a little bit quicker. But I still very much enjoyed that game, but it's a different type of enjoyment to the game I was playing in with Johannes, where it's a slightly more modern setting. It's like an ostensibly real world setting, albeit the World of Darkness. But I enjoy different things about the two games. In D&D, it's nice to like have that sort of tactical edge. You get to bust out all your character abilities. You have to think creatively about how you can overcome problems and enemies and stuff like that. And you have to sort of work out where this large-scale fantasy plot is going to. Whereas in the V20 game that we're playing, it's more a case of we're trying to work out where our characters fit in the wider Sabbat and the greater scheme of things. And also we're sort of role-playing the growing or deteriorating, depending on how you look at it, relationships between these vampires. I particularly enjoyed the relationship between Dennis and my own character, who started off as sisters, and it originally started off with Dennis's character Blythe sort of being quite protective of Annie because she was the younger sister, whereas due to a series of unfortunate events, Annie's humanity sort of slid down to the lower end of the scale, and she's been tutored onto a path of enlightenment, which, for anyone who doesn't know, is a sort of like alternate morality that espouses an aspect of vampiric existence rather than clinging to your humanity. And she was tutored on a path called the Path of the Feral Heart, which focuses on the role of predator and prey and has a more naturalistic sort of bestial mentality to it. And as Annie's sort of embraced that and thrown herself into it, it's changed very much the dynamic between the two characters, with Blythe now sort of seemingly part, from my point of view, like partly mourning the loss of the sister that was, but also trying to work out how her relationship with this new version of Annie is going to develop, since they're both held together by the artificial bonds of the Voldry and Annie's inherent sort of dedication and loyalty to the Sabbat. So I'm really looking forward to seeing where that's going. And I think, I suppose what I'm trying to say in my rambling way is, as a player in any game that you're playing in, it partly your responsibility to look for an aspect of the game that you enjoy. Now, it would have been very easy for me, as someone who like played a lot of World of Darkness and OSR games and stuff like that, which are fairly simple, when I got into the slightly more sort of complex D&D 5th edition, although it's not like the really, really complex end of the scale, it would have been dead easy for me to say, oh, well, it's not like what I play normally, so I don't really like it. But by just sort of like throwing myself into it and sort of getting on with it and looking around for the bits of the game I enjoy, I've actually found another role-playing game that I really do enjoy playing. Yeah, it's not the same type of enjoyment that I get from different games. However, that doesn't make it any better or any worse. It just makes it different. And to be honest, as far as I'm concerned, as long as I'm enjoying the game that I'm playing in and I'm having fun at the end of the day, that's all that really matters. So whatever game you're playing in out there, whatever time, I hope you're having fun and that you find your fun in the games you're playing. Take care, and I'll catch you later. We'll be right back.